This is your student reporter, Lauren McHugh here. And last week, I got to sit down with Leafy Green of Leafy Green and the Various Vikings to discuss the band's happenings, as well as their upcoming show this Saturday. Here's that for you. So Leafy Green and the Various Vikings, how did you come up with such a name?
Well, my name at birth was Leif. I was named after Leif Erikson, the Viking explorer. And then my mom started calling me Leafy Green just as a nickname when I was about two. So I started using that as my performance name. Kind of, I liked having the, like, my mom and my sister were the only ones that would call me that. So it was nice having my audience feel like my family. And then Leafy Green and the Various Vikings came about because I was actually doing a series of shows last year at the North End Tap House in Gulfport. And they asked me to play every Thursday, solo. And I was like, no, I don't want to play the same spot every week. Like, that'll get boring after a while. But what if you book it as a duo? And I knew a bunch of musicians. So I was like, I'll bring in a different musician each time. I'll feature them. We'll do some duo stuff. We'll collaborate. And then so I just had this series of shows. And then I started going, like, I wonder how that guy and this person, like, I wonder how they would sound, all three of us together. How about, you know, why don't we add that one, make it all four? And eventually put together, like, this five-piece monster of a band. And so originally the show series was called Leafy Green and Various Vikings because it was just various awesome musicians. And then when we formed a band, I just went with that, the Various Vikings.
How did you get into music?
When I was about three, my parents decided that their kids all had to take music lessons. So I got to pick what instrument, and they're just like, you got to take lessons, what do you want to play? And my uncle was a fiddle player, or is a fiddle player, and so I was like, I want to do what Uncle Mitch does. So I played the fiddle, played the violin for a few years. Yeah.
How did you end up in St. Petersburg?
Cool. So I've got some family roots here. My great-great-grandfather lived in Tampa. He was a Cuban immigrant. And then my great-uncle lived up in Largo. So my mom moved there, and she lives in that house now. And I was living over in Tacoma, Washington, doing my music thing up there in the Seattle area. And then COVID hit Washington, like, the whole country shut down. Washington shut down hard, even after they started, like, opening the restaurants at half capacity and stuff. There were still, live music was prohibited until we were at, you know, phase three or four or whatever. And they're like, we're still in phase one. And you know, I couldn't make a living or couldn't do what I loved. Like, it was like, at first it was like, oh, I have no money. And then it was like, oh, I'm going insane because I need to play music for people. Like, it's apparently not just an economic need. It's a, like, psychological need for me. And then my mom called me one day and was like, oh, I was riding my bike down the Pinellas Trail, and there were, like, five places that had live music. So told the family, like, everybody pack up, we are moving. And we came here. COVID refugees.
You mentioned that you have an album on the station earlier.
The album is called Set Sail.
Set Sail. Yeah. What was your inspiration for Set Sail?
That album was put together over the first few years of this kind of my professional musical journey. And so I was actually, like, I had started traveling around the country and around the world a bit. And so I recorded this album in a bunch of different studios around all the United States. And so to me, it was kind of like the album of, like, kind of launching this adventure. So it's like, it's got some really early stuff on it, and then some, like, it's all fairly early stuff, but there's sort of an evolution of sound. So yeah, it was that kind of like venturing forth into the world musically.
Who are your biggest musical inspirations?
Like, artists that I, yeah, that I listen to a lot. Red Hot Chili Peppers has to come up first, in general. And then, John Frusciante in particular, the guitar player, I'm a huge fan of his. So those are the big ones I listen to. That's my go-to. But I also like stuff like Dave Matthews Band, Zac Brown Band, like, kind of the stuff that's song oriented, but bands that like to improvise. And you know, you see their live show and they'll do things a little differently and they'll jam between songs and stuff like that. I'm into that.
So you have those three little rugrats running around all the time. For those of you who don't know, Leafy has these three adorable children. How is fatherhood being a musician?
I love it. It's challenging. But it's actually, I feel like being a musician, kind of contrary to what some people like, I think when I, you know, we had our first kid, we were like, oh, there goes your music career. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. And I was like, really? And honestly, I think being a musician is actually very conducive to fatherhood because I get to, like, I work at night, and I can spend time with my kids during the day. So we kind of inverted things. We decided to homeschool our kids, partly for this reason, but like we do our family time in the morning. We'll have like breakfast together and, you know, family time. And so I start my work day at noon. So maybe I get up at 8:30, 9, or if I had a super late night, I'll get up at 10. And then we've got, you know, 2-3 hours of family time. And then I hit the office at noon and take care of all the business side of what I'm doing. And then, you know, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, we get ready for the gig and go. And then especially in Florida, a lot of the places I play are actually family friendly. In Washington State, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the bars, like, you can't get in if you're under 21, period. And so it was more challenging out there, but here it's a lot easier. Like the kids were gonna come today, but my wife is gonna ride the bike we have this big bunch bike that you can fit 6 kids in. And she was gonna ride the bike, but then that storm came up and she's like, ah, we're not gonna, I was like, yeah, I don't want you to ride in that. But yeah, often they're running around the tavern or the, you know, tap house or wherever I'm playing. So yeah, I think being a musician and a dad works really well together.
What are your plans for the future of Leafy Green and the various Vikings?
Play Red Rocks, win a Grammy, all that stuff. we're mixing a live album right now. We had a sold out show at the Hideaway Cafe the last week it was open, and the John Kelly got awesome tracks from that. And so we're mixing that at Dupre Studio Recordings, and Joshua Dupre is a master. Like, the musicians are master musicians. John Kelly is a master at tracking and recording, and our mixing engineer, Joshua Dupre, is stellar as well. So like we're gonna release this live album, and that's gonna be kind of the next big thing for us. And then we're gonna get in the studio and do, you know, proper produced album as well. But yeah, like it's every time we play out, even just the two of us, me and Jay, like you watch everybody's heads turn, everyone stops what they're doing, and like you can tell I've got something. And I think my songs are part of that, but also like I've been, you know, playing these songs for a while, and they got traction, but it's when you add awesome musicians that also like get the music and really fit in with it that like you make this thing that's bigger than any one person, and that's what I feel like I have at this point. So it's super exciting.
Is there anything else that you want to share with the St. Pete community?
Ooh, when's this airing?
It depends.
Okay.
Whenever I get it edited.
If it's airing before August 13th, come to our show at the North Hall at Bayborough Brewing on August 13th. It's going to be through the roof. That's going to be the full 5-piece band. So we've got Jay Violin on the violin, Elias Tona on the bass, Luis Elise on the drums, JJ Williams is playing guitar with us that night. Radio Silent is opening the show. It's going to be awesome. And that venue they've done a couple of things there sort of unofficially. It's not officially open yet, but that's the grand opening night. So yeah, that's, come to that.
Yeah. August 13th, North Hall at Bayborough Brewing.
What's the thing you're doing with the mugs? Explain, because you were floating around with these mugs tonight.
Okay, so I made friends with this awesome artist, designer woman, Aurora. She does laser engraving. And so we did a couple of things, and then she mentioned she could do mugs. And I was like, yeah, let's do mugs. And so it's got our Leafy Green and the Various Vikings logo on it. And then I was looking at it, I was like, this is cool. I wonder if, you know how like breweries will have their mug club, right? I was like, could we have a Various Vikings mug club? So I started talking to some of the venues that we play and got a few signed on to it. So like the North End Tap House is participating, Bayborough Brewing's participating, Ricky T's is participating. And basically if you buy this mug and you bring it in when we're playing, they have, you know, special drink pricing. And it's usually like the hour before we play. So if the show's at 8, you come at 7 and you get half off beers or something like that. Or like your first beer is free, that kind of thing. So it's like it's just like an extra kind of perk for being part of the crew.
Now, where can people that are interested in buying them get them?
Right now, you have to come to a show, but probably in the next week, we're going to have it set up to where you can go to leafygreen.com, and there'll be a store, and you can order it there. So that's in the works. So probably by the time this airs, the website will be up and running for that.
What are you streaming on right now?
Pretty much all platforms with kind of my previous recording, Spotify, Apple, all that. And the live album is going to be, yep, pretty much anywhere that streams music will have our stuff.
All right, now... for those who are interested in finding out more about you guys and what you guys do and where you're going to be performing, how can they go about doing that and where?
Website's the best way. That's leafygreen.com, L-E-I-F-Y, green. So that's the Viking spelling of leaf, not the leaf on a tree way.
All right. Thank you. If you're interested in coming to their upcoming show this Saturday, doors open at 6 p.m. at the North Hall of Bayboro Brewing. Again, I'm your student reporter, Lauren McHugh, and that was Leafy Green.